You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome to Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Thanks for tuning in on YouTube or listening on wherever it is that you get your podcasts. I appreciate you tuning in right now. I'm recording this late night from a hotel in Las Vegas. I just got back from the arena where the Warriors lost to the Orlando Magic, the Summer League Warriors lost to the Summer League Orlando Magic in Las Vegas Summer League in overtime. Jonathan Kuminga's first Vegas Summer League game, his second Summer League game after an impressive debut in Sacramento. Moses Moody, same thing. We'll get to that. We're also going to get to this Chris Chioza situation, the Warriors adding him on a two-way, and I'll give you some quick thoughts on that and some thoughts on just what I thought, what I saw in person from the Thomas and Mack Center from the Warriors two rookies, and then some Kyle Guy stuff. We'll get into all of that here. Again, thanks so much for tuning in on YouTube. The YouTube channel has been awesome lately. You guys have been flocking to that, and obviously the regular podcasters have been great. So just thanks for doing that. And we're over 1,000 subscribers now on YouTube, so that's pretty cool. Like I said, here in Las Vegas, I've got a beer here because you know what? It's Vegas. Having a nice Sierra Nevada pale ale while I talk to you guys about some Summer League thoughts, because you know what? It's Summer League. It's not that serious. But there's still quite a bit of things on the line for the Warriors, right? They are really treating this Summer League process. They're being very purposeful in everything that they're doing, right? There's a you just look at the box score here, and you can look. Just the guys who are getting all the minutes, that's the most important stuff here. Right? Jonathan Kuminga played 29 minutes. Moses Moody played 26 minutes. Justin Ian Jessup played 26 minutes. Gary Payton II, who might have just played his last game as a Warrior, played 28 minutes. I'll get into some Gary Payton stuff later on. Ja'Cory McLaughlin, 21 minutes. Kyle Guy, 17 minutes. Those are your leaders, right? Salam Mawugbe, almost 19 minutes. That's the core group. The guys who are getting more than 20 minutes, there's a reason for that, right? The Warriors are trying to figure out what they have here. And it starts with Kuminga and Moody, and then it kind of goes down from there. With Kuminga, look, he's the number 7 pick. This is the guy you guys want to hear about. Really impressive debut in Sacramento, right? He's showing all that body control stuff, all that physical, the tantalizing physical ability, the speed, the strength, the size, all of it. He showed all of it in Sacramento, had a really nice game. And I think if you were the Warriors, you come away from that game with – confidence that you made a good pick there. Now, there were concerns. He had 6 turnovers in that game, 0 assists. That's really not great. Like, he can't be doing that. And in this game, I actually thought maybe it was just the fact that we've seen Kuminga already and that newness is kind of gone. But I thought that it was a little bit more underwhelming than the Sacramento game, even though there's parts of that game, the one that just happened in Vegas, that you like more, right? I mentioned the 6 turnovers and 0 assists in that first game. In this game, he had 1 assist, 1 turnover, right? That's good, okay? That's way better than 6 turnovers, 0 assists. But he scored 16 points on 16 shots. He went 6 for 16 overall, missed all 3-pointers that he attempted, went 4 for 7 from the free throw line, had 6 rebounds, was sort of inefficient, got off to a really slow start. I think he missed 4 of his 5 shots. The second quarter was the strongest portion of his game. I think he went 4 for 5 in that quarter, or 3 for 4 or something like that. Had a couple of really nice takes, really strong takes. He likes to go to this right shoulder quite a bit, and he did that midway through the second quarter. And then the last minute of the first half, he plays a passing lane, gets a steal, takes it down, two-handed dunk on the other end. Easy stuff. That's the kind of thing that you could see Kuminga doing right away in the NBA, right? When he's on the floor, you could see him jumping those passing lanes, using that size, that length, that athleticism to create easy points in transition. I think the Warriors are going to be asking him to do that kind of thing. But then, you know, there were defensive lapses, right? There was the stuff in the fourth quarter down the stretch. He was just missing all of his free throws at the end of that game. It was a game that went to overtime. The Warriors lost. They opened up overtime. Kuminga had a chance for a layup. He missed the layup. They couldn't score for a full minute. And in Summer League, it's 2 minute overtime. So it's basically half of overtime that the Warriors did not score a point. And so they were just locked at 83 points. The Magic were just getting buckets. And the Warriors had to play the free throw game down the stretch. It just didn't work out. But nobody really cares who wins or loses these games. It doesn't matter. It's how these guys play. But still, these players will tell you that they care if they're winning or losing, right? This is their first taste of the NBA for guys like Kuminga and Moody. So they want to win, right? They want to win right now. They're used to winning a lot in their careers. Like, winning is the thing that matters to them. That's why they're where they're at right now. But he misses those three free throws, misses that layup. Like, you just wanted to see more from him in crunch time. That second quarter was good. I would say that the rest of the game really wasn't all that impressive. Now, he did get to the line. That was good, even though he missed some of those important free throws, but at least he's getting there. That's going to be really important for this Warriors team that was near the bottom of the league, bottom 10 of the league, and just free throw attempts per game. So that's when you can get those easy points, it's obviously good. Defensively, there was lapses. Chris Weems talked about it after the game, just about how he needs to be locked in on every single possession defensively, that he can't, you know, fall asleep on these backdoor cuts and the stuff that's happening off the ball. And look, that's all the stuff that we knew about Kuminga in the lead up to the draft, right? It's that he just takes possessions off, or and when, you know, when people say, oh, he takes possessions, it's not, I don't think Kuminga is just like, you know what, this one's not for me, dog. Like, I don't think that's what he's doing, even though maybe sometimes it kind of looks like that. Maybe he is doing that sometimes, but it's just being locked in, just focused. And it's just so easy when you're Kuminga and you're so focused on maybe being a go-to scoring option the way that you have been, that maybe you're like, you know what, I've never paid attention to defense every single possession. And it's hard to play NBA defense, right? There's a lot of stuff happening, okay? A lot of stuff happening. And to be locked in and focused and be anticipatory and all those things, it's really hard. But that's why these guys get paid millions of dollars, right? It's really hard, and they should do it. And for Kuminga, with his size and his ability to guard all five positions, and the Warriors tell you, hey, he could guard all five positions. Keyword, like, the word can is doing a lot of work in that sentence, okay? Can guard all five positions. He cannot currently guard all five positions because he's not locked in enough. But that stuff comes with time. Chris Weems talked about that after the game, that that's their job, is to get him locked in. But at some point, it comes down to Kuminga. So, again, I thought that that first game in Sacramento showed all the potential that Kuminga has. The second game kind of hinted more at the ups and downs that I think Warriors fans can anticipate going into this rookie year. But that's, again, what we expected from Kuminga. We knew he was raw. We knew that he was unproven. We knew all of these things. I think that my biggest takeaway from Kuminga during this summer league is that he is what we thought he was. Is? Yeah. Because we knew about the inconsistencies. We knew all about the physical skills and attributes. We've seen all of that stuff. I do want to talk a little bit more about some of the other guys, Moses Moody, Kyle Guy, Gary Payton, and what is in the future for those guys. But first, let's talk about Stat Hero. Do you know 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes. Winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You're in total control. Stat Hero's daily fantasy sports, the way it was meant to be. One-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon and sign up for free. And right now, you can get three times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's right, and that's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, stathero.com/lockedon. All right, I'm going to talk about Moses Moody here. Thought that I kind of didn't talk about him enough after that first Sacramento game, because everybody was all excited about him. So, you know what? I do this show five times a week. There's time to talk about Moses Moody. I'm going to talk about him right now. I've actually been pretty impressed with him through these first two games. And he hasn't been as loud as Kuminga, but I think his role, what he's doing right now in Summer League, translates more to what he's going to be doing in the NBA. Okay. For Kuminga, they're just giving him the ball, right? He got 16 shots tonight. That was a team high. Everything's going to Kuminga. Everything goes through Kuminga. They're running set plays for him. They're just sometimes they're not running set plays and just looking for him. I think there's an understanding from some of these other guys like, hey, we got to get Kuminga the ball. That's what these people want to see. So again, he takes a team high 16 shots and he shot a bunch in that Sacramento game. But for Moody, he took 13 shots. That was second behind Kuminga, right? You still want to get him looks. But he's doing it mostly off the ball. He was 6 for 13 tonight, 2 for 5 from three-point range, had 4 rebounds, a couple of assists, a steal, and a turnover. He was a team-best plus 19, okay? Finished with 15 points. So, and like I said, what you're seeing from him, running off of screens, rebounding, crashing the offensive boards, even though he didn't have an offensive rebound tonight, but he tries. And, you know, just playing a two-man game with Kuminga, all these things, that's what he's going to be doing at the NBA level. He's going to be playing off the ball, right? He's going to be hitting spot-up threes. He's going to be running the floor, spacing the floor, doing those little things. And I wrote a profile on Moody that I really actually enjoyed working on. I did a profile for him for San Jose Mercury News. You'll find it at mercurynews.com. Find my byline or go under Warriors. You can find it. I really do hope that you read it. Take the time because, like I said, I really enjoyed talking with Moses. He seems like a really interesting guy. Not that interesting things have necessarily happened to him because he's only 19 and I just don't find 19-year-olds generally that interesting. But he thinks about things in an interesting way and in a deep way. And I think that there's some stuff in there that I think you'll enjoy, especially if you're listening to this. And if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're a Warriors fan and Moses Moody plays for your team. So you should read that. Anyway, so Moody, like what I've saw from him, talking with Chris Weems after the game, the thing that they want to work on with Moody is being more physical defensively, right? And just being anticipating things more, catching up to that speed of the game. Again, two summer league games in, you can't really expect all of that, but that's just all I'm saying. It's not a knock. I'm just saying that's what they're working on with him because he's a rookie and he needs to work on things. So with Moody, I actually think that he's going to make more of an impact right away in this kind of role than Kuminga will because what he's doing now is going to translate to his role when the Warriors are playing games that really matter. So, yeah, that's my Moody stuff. All right, a couple other guys, Justinian Jessup. I don't want to spend a ton of time on Jessup, but what's interesting here is that summer league's been really rough for this guy. He seems in over his head. The difference in athleticism between what Jessup played, was used to playing against in the NBL in Australia and now has been pretty jarring. As far as these guys are way more athletic. And this is the G League, right? This is the Summer League. It's not even the G League, right? And it's certainly not the NBA. And he just looks sort of – the other guys are just way more athletic than him. And they're blowing by him. And he's given up points. He was a minus 10 tonight. You just can't do that. It just – as much time as Warriors fans spent obsessing and wondering about Justinian Jessup and – how many people were in my comments saying, just cut Michael Mulder and sign Justinian Jessup, bring him over. He's Duncan Robinson, all this stuff. It's just so hard to play in the NBA athletically, right? When guys, there's people who say, oh, well, he's not that athletic. Like Damian Mitchell, people say, oh, he's not that athletic. And I disagree with that a little bit. But people going to the draft, this guy's not that athletic. At least he's a first round pick, right? Jessup was a fringe second round. He didn't even think he was going to get drafted. That's why he signed that NBL contract before the draft. He didn't think he was, and the Warriors only drafted him because they couldn't get off the pick. And they knew, well, we don't really have the roster spots right now. Let's just draft the guy who's already agreed to play overseas and we can just draft and stash him. And he projects as a 3-point shooter and we'll see what happens. Well, he wasn't a great 3-point shooter in the NBL. He shot 34%, I think, from 3-point range. And unless you're one of the best 3-point shooters in the league, you can't give up buckets on defense the way that Jessup does and be on the floor, right? If you're giving up twos all the time, you got to be getting threes on the other end pretty routinely. And Jessup, 1 for 5 tonight from three-point range, has not shot it well in three summer league games. We'll see if it comes around. I'm not confident is all I'm saying. All right, Gary Payton second. This could have been his last game with the Warriors. And I say that because the date where his contract becomes partially guaranteed is Wednesday. The Warriors don't play again until Wednesday night, 5 p.m. game, I believe, Wednesday night. So if the Warriors don't want to pay, I think it's like 200 something thousand of that partial guarantee, then they'll have to waive him before that. Now, I don't know what the plan is. Okay. I think we could get news tomorrow that Gary Payton isn't with the team anymore. But I can also see them being like, look, we struck out on the backup point guards, the proven backup point guards that we want in free agency. We're not using this mid-level exception. So maybe we just bring it, we keep Gary Payton around. At the end of the day, it's not a ton of money that he's going to be guaranteed, right? And they could still waive him. It's only partially guaranteed. They could still waive him and dodge the full amount or nearly the full amount of that contract before opening night. But I think that there's something to be said about keeping him around and letting him compete. Now, tonight, let's go back to the box score here. 11 points, 5 of 9 shooting, 8 rebounds, 0 assists. But I was actually surprised. I thought he ran the offense decently well. He was a minus 10 in the game, which isn't great, but basically everybody was a minus that wasn't Moody or Kuminga or Kyle Guy, weirdly enough. Guys who played substantial minutes, but which makes sense. Like, the Warriors lost that game, so that's going to happen. But yeah, I actually thought he came out really aggressive. He came out knowing that this could be his last shot. And I think he's shown enough, considering that you don't know who your backup point guard is going to be right now, to earn a little bit more of a run here in Las Vegas. I think that they should just let him play out the contract or play out this partial guarantee date and finish up Summer League in Vegas for them, because it's going to be him, it's going to be Nico Mannion, and it's going to be Chris Chiozza, who we're going to talk about here in a minute. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has a ton of delicious flavors? There's something for everybody, and when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors by now, well, you're missing out. They have coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. Longtime listeners of the show know my favorites. I like the fruit flavors. I just like them. It's fruit covered in chocolate. That is a winning formula, a timeless formula. They have the strawberry one that's basically a chocolate-covered strawberry. I really like the orange, the raspberry. Those are go-tos for me. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 each of 9 flavors so that you can decide which flavors you like. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're healthy too. Check out the macros, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go to Built.com, use that promo code LOCKED15, and you're going to get 15% off on your next order. Again, use that promo code LOCKED15. For 15% off at built.com. Let's also talk about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action at BetOnline. Get all of the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. That's right, guys. You don't have to just bet on this site. You can bookmark this site. Make it your homepage if people still do that. And get all your sporting news, right? It's all right there. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all of the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, and we're back. Locked On Warriors. Chris Chiozza. Warriors signed him tonight. Got some just quick thoughts on him. Can't tell you that I know a ton about Chiozza's game. I watched him a little bit at Florida. He went undrafted in 2018. Played a little bit for the Rockets, the Wizards. Spent the last 2 years in Brooklyn, but has mostly been playing in the G League. And just when he is in the NBA, he definitely has minutes, right? He's played 50-something games in the NBA total. Few minutes, garbage time stuff, not really a proven guy in any respect, but a point guard. And his thing at Florida was basically, he was just sort of those college point guards, right? They control the game. They try to make big shots, all that stuff. But he's 5'11", really undersized, not a great athlete, not an elite shooter, but can definitely make a 3. But I think he prides himself on being a floor general, playing really hard on defense, kind of guarding the full court. Again, he feels like a college point guard, right? And so, look, there's something to be said about that, like guys who hustle and do all that stuff. the Warriors added him to a 1 year. They signed him to a 1 year contract. He's coming in on a two-way deal. The Warriors still have their other two-way deals still available. The fact that they're using one of these two-way spots on a point guard means something, and I don't think it bodes well for Nico Mannion. I think they could hold Gary Payton. They can hold on to Gary Payton II here for a while, but Nico Mannion is a restricted free agent. I don't think he's shown enough to earn a spot on the 15-man roster. I thought if Mannion was coming back, it was going to be on a two-way. I don't think the Warriors are super high on Mannion right now. He just didn't really make an impact as a rookie. I don't think anybody really knows what he does well at the NBA level right now. And so I could see maybe Mannion walking out the door, Chioza kind of taking that two-way spot. You could bring back Mannion on that other two-way spot, but do you really want to use two of your two-way spots on undersized point guards that you don't really know can play? I don't think so, especially given the Warriors' history. They tend to use these two-way spots on different positions, right? They like to usually have a guard and some sort of forward type of guy. I think they could also add a center potentially for depth reasons at some point on a two-way, but they'll try Chioza. And just because you bring him in doesn't mean you have to keep him. We've seen them waive two-way guys in the past. They usually do it in order to promote them to the 15-man, right? They waived Marquise Chris, or I'm sorry, they waived Damian, or they promoted Damian Lee. So actually, they didn't waive him because they waived Marquise Chris to promote Damian Lee, and then they brought Chris back in on the two-way. That was 2 years ago. So that's not really playing with those two-way spots, but it is a little bit. Anyway, with Chioza, he doesn't have to be on the roster the full season. I think they're going to give him a shot here. But we'll see if it works. But the fact is that they've struck out on all of their backup point guard options. They still have the mid-level exception available. I don't expect them to use that mid-level exception. And I expect them to play around with these two-way spots, keep scanning Summer League for options, but they're going to try to buy low on maybe an unproven young type of point guard talent, and hopefully something hits and they can maybe find a guy who can soak up some minutes behind Steph Curry. But I do think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to Jordan Poole. It's going to come down to Andre Iguodala as some of these guys who are going to run offense. And to a certain respect, Andrew Wiggins, a guy who are going to run offense when Steph Curry is off the floor. But that's my Chioza stuff. That's some Summer League takeaways from Monday night's loss from the Warriors. This has been Locked on Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, the Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. You can follow me at WC Goldberg or email me, wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. I'm going to have more Summer League stuff from Las Vegas for you later on in the week. Make sure you are subscribed to Locked on Warriors on YouTube and you are following along whatever it is that you listen to podcasts. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Good night.